collaboration. Approach plus response. Art al. Co-founder Lisa Slominski asked Karen and Christian about their collaboration, and to respond to some of the thematic words from their project. Is this your first international collaboration with an artist?
Karen, technically, this is not the first one. I have done a collaboration project with a collage artist in the US so long ago, but it was not as interactive as this project.
Christian, I think so, but I've done a few things in the past couple of years with a publishing collective where we work within similar geographical restrictions, albeit not as far away as Indonesia.
How did you decide what to make and select to send the other artist?
Karen, from his works and after several Zoom meetings, I can see we are connected by the sense of mark makings. The feelings of tangible things and delving into the process is somehow connecting us. Through meetings and chats, it seems like the best way to expose both parties' works is through physical books that can be explored by the audience. I'm used to working intuitively, so when working for a certain project, a more organized format, I make some corridors for me so it would be less messy. I sought some materials and working base, in this project, the junk journal, to narrow down the options, then I start focusing on it. During this project I was also in a big mood for binding books, so the junk journal was one of the binding projects. In one of our e-meetings, Christian mentioned about local newspaper as a significant point of location and date. That inspires me on what to collage inside the journal, to stick on certain used packaging labels, combined with the journals that used old papers from my old projects. I also send Christian one of my national newspaper so he can work on it.
Christian, we both seem to be driven by tactile surfaces in the things we often make. Making an artist's book seemed like a good way to still make an object or something to hold in your hand, but also something that serves as a document of a process, something that could account for the similarities, diversions and the general awkwardness of making something with someone so far away, someone you just met, virtually. I chose to send Karen newspaper cuttings that I painted on top of. The broadsheets gave me a structure and grounded the images to a specific place and time.
Process.
Karen, the most essential part of doing.
Christian, accumulation and cultivation.
Mark making.
Karen, very personal way of portraying, recording the feelings through visuals or writings.
Christian, traces, shadows of the body, thinking and doing.
Rambling.
Karen, rants, undefined ideas.
Christian, improvising, not in search of a defined terminus.
Non sequitur.
Karen, abrupt fragments, eventually connecting each other somehow.
Christian, breaks, shortcuts through a broader network of logic making.